Well, congrats, Connor. Your team's in the driver's seat right now in this area tournament. Three big wins Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Got to be feeling really good about the way your team's going right now.
You know, it's like you said, we're in the driver's seat. Whether the outcome today isn't what we'd like, we're still in the championship, and we're still one win away. That's what I keep telling the boys, just keep it day by day. Don't live too much in the moment. Just play the simple game. Play baseball. Play pitch and catch. And hit the baseball, and we're doing a great job of it. And I can't tell them how proud of them I really, Drew and I are of them.
Big win against Holdridge. You knew it was going to be tough on their home field, and they had the top seed, and you had a huge fourth inning, top of the fourth, that eight run six hits. Boy, that fourth inning, the bats came alive, didn't they?
Yeah, really. And the game plan was, we knew it was a race, Hudson Auto, and I just told them, I said, if we can just eat his pitch count up and get him out of the game, then we're sitting really good. And, you know, the boys executed that perfectly. They didn't let him have too many innings that were shutout innings for us. And, yeah, the bats came alive and they got all over him in that fourth.
12 hits as a team. And, boy, you had a lot of kids with multi-hit games on the day, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know who all didn't hit. I mean, I'm pretty sure every single one of them had a hit or had a big, big inning with us. So, I mean, Everyone's playing great baseball around.
You picked up some other big wins over the weekend, as we said, undefeated over the weekend. Boy, shut out Broken Bow. That's a team that always has some pretty good kids. You shut those kids out on Saturday, 7-0.
Yeah, and Cale, he came in, and we told him we'd like to try to save him, but, you know, Drew and I weren't comfortable with a 4-0 lead because we had watched them play Alliance the night before, and they had to walk them off. And so, yeah, we just, Cale said he was good to go, so we just decided to burn him and let the other kids try to step up in his spot with him being absent.
And then kicked off the tournament. You knew Gothenburg, not having the greatest season, could look past him, and he did what you had to do, 11-1, and cruised in that one.
Yeah, for sure. And that game, Drew and I just told him that, you know, we got to conserve arms, so we got to get out of here early. And like the score shows, it's just been a hit parade for us.
Going to play 1:30 game this afternoon, and again, as you said, you're in the championship already. You just want to keep things going, where, again, if you win today, then whoever comes down the other side, Holdridge, Broken Bow, whoever, will have to beat you twice. And, again, keep on winning. You're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, correct. And we'd like to stay undefeated throughout this whole deal, but, you know, it is what it is. Whatever happens today, happens today, and we will come ready to go for tomorrow for sure.
What about Alliance? Do you have a chance, I'm sure, to watch them a little bit while you've been down there?
We actually played this Alliance team in Alliance for the Alliance tournament back in May 16th, I think it was, that weekend. And they're young. They're all 14 pretty much, and it's just their reserve team. They have a lot of kids up there, and so they have a couple juniors teams, and you know, they're just really young, but they're fundamentally strong. So we just got to come out and be fundamentally strong and put the ball in play hard, and good results will happen.
And your pitching, Connor, you talked about your pitching. Boy, it's been really, really good. I know, you sure, you give up some runs against Holdridge. They're a good hitting lineup, but for the most part, your pitching has been really good.
Absolutely. And Cale and Abe are the only ones that are not available for today and tomorrow. So we have every other arm available for us going into tomorrow and today. So Cale and Abe threw absolutely amazing, and they just got to step up, hit the baseball now. That's their job, is play defense and hit the baseball.
So who gets the start today?
We're giving Cole Davidson the start today.
All right. Confident, no question. He hasn't pitched, I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, so far this tournament. He should have a fresh arm?
Yep. He should be good to go, and we let him know. So let him get mentally dialed in for today. And we're hoping to see a good game out of him, maybe conserve some more arms today.